Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's an old saying, says the truth does not mind being questioned. A lie does. Say it again. The truth does not mind being questioned. A lie does. And that is borne out in spades. There are three witnesses who have been asked to testify to the January 6th commission, and they're refusing. They do not want to be questioned. Who are they? Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House. Perry. He's a congressman from Pennsylvania, was in on ginning up the January 6th insurrection, planning it, talking to Trump and his running dogs. And Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan from Ohio, who met with Trump in the White House, talked to him the day of the insurrection, was deep in the weeds of planning the insurrection. And these are all members of Congress. These are all members of Congress. And they do not want to be questioned, because if they were questioned, they'd either have to lie or tell the truth. Some of what they might say, if it were true, would show criminal conduct on some of their parts. And if they lie to the Congress, that's a felony, because they're under oath. And it is the Congress. So they're going to fight it. McCarthy, Perry, and Jordan are going to fight it. Right now, it's almost February. It's still January, but coming on February, they're desperately hoping that the Republicans take over the House in November, get sworn in January, and then they'll withdraw all these subpoenas. They'll withdraw all these subpoenas. And that's their game. Very similar, I mean, to a football game. You're ahead by a field goal or a touchdown, and you're just trying to run out the clock. There are two problems with that. Number one, they may not win in November. And I personally think, as I look at the terrain, that they are going to do a lot worse than they think they're going to do. And then secondly, there's a very substantial legal question about if what they did is criminal. Joe Biden's going to be president at least for two more years, till 2024. And Merrick Garland will be the attorney general, and there's plenty of time to prosecute these people, regardless of whether they testify, because there are plenty of other witnesses who can say exactly what they did, where they were, and their testimony is the cherry on the sundae. But the truth of the matter is, we know that they met with Trump. There were records turned over by Meadows. There's plenty of information right there. So, but what should we do with McCarthy, Perry, and Jordan? Okay. There is a difference of opinion in the January 6th commission. Ironically, the individual pushing strongest to issue subpoenas, because so far these have just been polite letters, would you mind coming? A courtesy to other congressmen, courtesy among thieves. Well, Liz Cheney is the one, Republican, who said subpoena them, and if they don't show up, refer them for criminal prosecution. This is Liz Cheney, who was number three in the leadership in the House at one time, McCarthy being the number one. And the guy that's pushing back is Benny Thompson of Mississippi, who's the chairman. I am deeply concerned that our party is passive-aggressive, that is passive in general. And guys like Benny Thompson have gone along to get along, and they've wormed their way up through leadership, and they kind of go through the motions, and they say the right things, but when push comes to shove, they don't take executive action. And Liz Cheney does. These people have got to be subpoenaed. They can show up and take the fifth. They're not going to want to do that. If they blow off the subpoena, they blow it off, like with Steve Bannon, then you know what? Refer it for prosecution. Merrick Garland better prosecute that. We go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Issue subpoenas and drag their asses in chains if necessary. That that the whole bloody lot of them. These guys are no better than that. These guys are simply the Preston Brookses of our day, and using the crowd as the cudgel to beat on the democratic process. I mean that Gymnasium Jim Jordan. If these guys had, like you said, if these guys had nothing to hide, they would get up there and testify. I think there's email records of them, you know, coordinating with the president and with the crowd, and then this is all in connection with the Green Bay, the damn them for using, you know, Green Bay, getting Green Bay involved in this, but using the Green Bay sweep, you know, the supposed the extra legal process they're going to try to use to overturn the election and install Donald Trump as a dictator for life of the United States. And if anybody thinks out there, all the conservative friends out there think that this is anything other than that, they're fools. But maybe they see nothing wrong with that. Maybe they see nothing wrong with bowing their knee to a dictator and you know, surrendering their daughters to his. I don't know what they called it when the Lord got the first rights of taking women's maidenhoods, but I think that they would. I think there's some of them that would do that.
Yeah, we're getting a little far afield on what would happen, but I agree with you. And tell me this. I mean, think about this. I should say, what is it that lets people so cheaply get rid of democracy? What is it that so cheaply get rid of democracy? How can for the infrastructure of the Republican Party in Wisconsin have just met in a fraudulent meeting to falsely say they were electors? How could that have happened? How could you have people like Rebecca Clayfish and the others say that when they get in, they will sign legislation to have Voss and the legislature pick the electors and not the presidential election? How is that possible? How is it possible that people, and there's a lot of them right now, quite frankly, if they see a referendum, a constitutional amendment to make the lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, and superintendent of public instruction simply be cabinet officers of a governor by appointment and take away your right to vote for him, how could people so cheaply say, that's fine, that's fine? How could they? How could people, businessmen, people in the business community, people who are active in this state, think that getting rid of the right to vote, and I don't mean that in a strictly legal sense, they don't do that. If you show up, you can vote if you're registered, but making it so difficult, getting rid of absentee voting, getting rid of drop boxes, putting insufficient voting machines out there, and doing it largely in urban areas, and knifing our democracy. Why did they give it up so cheap? So cheaply. Why did they do that? Do they know any history? I don't think they do. They don't know the history of this country. They don't know the history of how we got to where we are. But because of the short run to make their numbers, to make income this year, they think they can do it this way. What they don't understand is that when everybody does well, the rich do very well. The people should be rich. Everybody should have a shot at being rich. But when you try to stick it to somebody who isn't, when you try to make it difficult for them to vote, in the long run, you're going to drag yourself down. Why are they so stupid? This is against their interests and it's against our country's interests. The fact is that many of them are that stupid. They've been doing this stuff. We have got to stand up to them, and that is what the Democratic Party is all about. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. A lot of great call-ins, some great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.